We're reading from continuation, Canto 4, Chapter 28, text number 52. Puranjana becomes a woman in his next life. See the board, it's like the writer was experiencing a little ecstasy this morning. Rama, Uvacha, Ka, Twam, Kayasi, Vayam, Sayano, Yasya, Sochasi, Janasi, Kim, Sakayam, Mam, Yenagre, Vichachataha, Vichachata, Rama Uvacha, Batwam Kayasiko Vaya, Sanyano Yasaso Chasi, Janasi Kim Sakaya Ma, Yenagre Vichachata, Rama Uvacha, Batwam Kayasiko Vaya. Yasacho chasi Janasi kim sankayama Yena gwe vichachata You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me. See the Prabhupada's purport. When a person's relative dies, renunciation is automatically visible. consultation with the super soul seated within everyone's heart is possible only when one is completely free from the contamination of material attachment. One who is sincere and pure gets an opportunity to consult with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Paramatma feature, who is sitting within the heart of everyone. The Paramatma is always the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within, and he comes before one externally as the instructor or initiating spiritual master. The Lord can reside within the heart, and he can also come out before a person and give him instructions. Thus the spiritual master is none different from the super soul within the heart. An uncontaminated soul or living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face. Just as one gets a chance to consult with the Paramatma within his heart, he also gets a chance to see him actually situated before him. Then one can take instructions from the super soul directly. This is the duty of the pure devotees, to see the bona fide spiritual master and to consult with the super soul within the heart. When the Brahmana asked the woman, "Who is this man lying down on the floor?" she answered that he was her spiritual master and that she was perplexed about what to do in his absence. At such a time, the super soul immediately appears, provided the devotee is purified in heart by following the directions of the spiritual master. A sincere devotee who follows the instructions of the spiritual master certainly gets direct instructions from his heart, from the super soul. Thus, a sincere devotee is always helped directly or indirectly by the spiritual master and the super soul. This is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Pasare Paya Bhakti Lada Bija. If the devotee serves his spiritual master sincerely, Krishna automatically becomes pleased. Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. By satisfying the spiritual master, one automatically satisfies Krishna. Thus the devotee becomes enriched by both the spiritual master and Krishna. The super soul is eternally the friend of the living entity and always remains with him. The super soul has already been ready to help the living entity even before the creation of the material world. It is therefore stated, Yena grahe vichata. The word agra means before the creation. Thus the super soul has been accompanying the living entity since before the creation. So today is a triple header. Today is the disappearance day of Rasikananda. Today is also the disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji. And today is also the disappearance is the last day of the GBC meetings. Disappearance of meetings. So I pray I can say something to glorify all of these aspects of disappearances. I was making a little prayer in Srila Prabhupada's Bhajan Kuti and just asking to say something so we can sufficiently glorify his divine grace in this special environment. It's very special because actually everyone should have a chance to give class just so they can look at this wonderful amalgamation, this wonderful wave of sadhus who have come from all over the world, so many different continents and so many different countries. And so it's very important that we have quality association. We spent a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we've taken ourselves from making money. And we pay a lot of money for the festival. So we're talking about hundreds of thousands, and maybe by the time the festival is over $1 million in things that could be accumulated. But the value of Sadhu Sangha, of course, has no particular monetary price that can be attached to it. Interesting here, as we look at this particular story of Puranjan, and also considering today being disappearance day of such great souls as Jagannath Das Babaji. They are, in one sense, like diametrical opposites. Puranjana actually means one who enjoys the body. Puranjan is a Visayi who is engaged in Visaya, engaged in pursuing the activities of the senses, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Completely the opposite of what we see in the Siddha Babas, like Jagannath Das Babaji. He was considered such. Meaning that he was a totally realized, totally unmotivated in his devotional service, totally cognizant of the highest realms and expressions of spirituality, and totally a part of the unfoldment of such spiritual beauties. Where we see how Puranjan was so captured by the mind, by the intelligence, by the senses, a prisoner the day of the body. Jagannath Das Babaji, he lived around 1750 AD, lived for a very long time, about 147 years or so. Very unusual life. So much part of his life he wasn't able to walk. Body was rather smallish. But when hearing the ecstatic kirtans in the holy name, his body would stretch to that of one about 6 feet tall. Just as we give great respects to him and honor, recognition, for clearing up an ambiguity. There was confusion about where Lord Chaitanya's birth site is. Although he was being carried by some of his disciples and great servants, unable to walk, that the yoga pit, the area that he found, when he came into that area, then he jumped up, began dancing ecstatically, even though he was in a crippled state. He was so renowned that once a very wealthy man gave him a few rupees. He went away and then came all the way back to find that man to give him the rupees back. Emphasizing, one, cannot understand how this man could carry to have so many rupees, so much material things to worry about. For him, just dealing with that 1 or 2 rupees was a burden. He wanted to give it back. But also to show that one should not be bought. One should not be purchased simply by wealth. One should be careful in dealing with those who are pounds and pence personalities. He was so much ecstatically engaged in appreciating sadhus and connecting with high-level sadhus that once one great devotee named Bhagavan Das, the Jagannath Das, came to visit him. And Bhagavan Das was so excited seeing his great friend come. And they embraced. And as they embraced, they simply locked up. And they fell unconscious for over 14 hours. Simply absorbed in the great association. Intense explosion of high-level devotees coming together, exchanging high-level devotional energy. And being able to center that in the service of Krishna, the reflections of Krishna, the glorifications of Krishna. We hope that day will come when we associate and we grab each other, that we will enthuse and overwhelm each other with transcendental expressions and transcendental symptoms. We hope that day comes when just seeing a Vaishnava, there is a section of the Purana that says if you see a Vaishnava and you do not become happy, that is an offense. What to say if we see so many Vaishnavas who have made so much sacrifice? It's a great beauty that devotees are here from all over the world and have made such tremendous sacrifices. We should try to have extreme quality association during these days. Talk to different devotees. Find out what they are doing in their areas. Find out how they are coping with difficulties. Find out how they are excelling in being able to spread Krishna consciousness in spite of so many complications, complexities, and stagnation. So, Jagannath Das, Babaji, we see in the contrast or the opposite of Puranjan. Puranjan, we see many, many different types of Puranjans. People who are so much after trying to capture the external, who are thinking that it's just a matter of rearranging different combinations and permutations of material involvements, looking for happiness, looking for pleasure. We have to be careful also as devotees that we still don't hold on to some of these kind of mindsets of thinking that there is some great shelter in anything material, whether it's gross or subtle, etc. Because all material things are designed to destruct. There's nothing material that stays forever. It's designed to stay for a while and then to reach its devastation. One of the greatest, wealthiest men in the world was Paul Getty. He had married about 5-6 times, several children who were drug addicts and runaway. He had 75 servants probably at any one given time, but he was always expressing symptoms of depression and loneliness. He once said that all the money in the world cannot buy you a good digestion, cannot buy you happiness or love, cannot even ultimately buy you longevity. Because these things are simply temporary. We look at so many great personalities who've done so much in mature energy, and we look at how they leave the body, and it is frustrating. It is amazing. Great entertainers like Elvis Presley simply left the body in the most depressed state. Some of the greatest inventors, some of the greatest mercantile personalities, you look at some of their lives and you see their biographies, some of them died as fugitives, some of them died completely bankrupt. Because these are all temporary considerations. Some years ago, when we were doing some cultivation of celebrities, we were meeting one early morning with Muhammad Ali. And he was like so depressed. This is before he had his last fight. Actually, Mukunda Maharaj, myself, were putting together a project trying to do a World Holy Name Society and getting celebrities and entertainers and sportsmen and even hopefully the Pope, and trying to put on a massive campaign of getting people chanting the holy names and realizing that for inner peace and world peace there was a need for chanting the different names of God. So one morning he was explaining, he said it was about a little after 6 o'clock. He was in his wonderful mansion in California. And he was saying, I wrote about this in the leadership book, he was saying, Swami, just look at this. It's not even 6:30 yet. My house is full of so many vultures. He says, I remember when there was a time when I was living in the South in a little shack, and I used to think how nice it would be. Jai Panchatatpajiki. How nice it would be to have a wonderful, beautiful house. He said, now I have this big mansion. I have so many servants. I don't even know them all. He said, I used to think how wonderful it would be to have a beautiful car. So when I go down the streets, everyone would say, oh yes, yes, there goes Cassius Clay, there goes Muhammad Ali. He says, now I have that, this wonderful Rolls Royce that can do all kinds of things. He said, at last, I used to think how wonderful it would be able to get on the telephone and just to call women from so many places. He said, I call them now from Saudi Arabia, I call them from Latin America, from South America, I call them from this place, that place. He said, but now my life is so miserable. He said, because now I'm a slave to all of these things. I don't know who my friends are. I don't trust my relatives. Practically everybody is just wanting something, demanding something. You're one of the few friends I have. Sometimes people in this state because they simply become the Puranjans, where they're living in the body, living for the body, and they're just attracting more and more material consciousness. Just as Puranjan had to give up the body, we see just as Brahma was told to give up the body, in his case the subtle body, that we all have to give up the body in different ways. We know we got to give up the physical body at some time, but we also have to give up the mindset that is so much attached to the relative, the transitory and the temporary. Just as we're all here today, we're here for the next couple of days. Some of us have been here for many days. Some of us are leaving in the next few days. But we must ask ourselves, are we leaving the same person that we were when we came? If we leave in the same mindset, the same consciousness, something is wrong. Spiritual life is about constant acceleration. What a wonderful place, the holy dhams. Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta, Srila Prabhupada, they all took this great mission of trying to see that the holy names will be spread all over the world. And that all over the world, people would have a chance to understand about this worshipful place. People would have a chance to understand about the mercy of Lord Nityananda as extended by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda concomitantly. And so Bhaktisiddhanta, he left this up to Srila Prabhupada to see that this could be done in such a way. And Srila Prabhupada has left it up to all of us to see that it is carried through. So as we are here, as we leave, we should leave with some higher commitments. We should leave with having processed any mistakes that we have made. We should leave with having processed any incoherences to see how we are going to make a difference. Therefore, we give up the body that perhaps was not attentive to being able to dive in deep devotion service. Give up the body that was just full of cynicism. We have so much faithlessness, so much cynicism, that is just contaminating the atmosphere, one environment after another, in our Krishna conscious projects. But let us channel that cynicism and see where and how we can make an actual tangible difference. After all, Prabhupada has given us this house. He has given us the house and the furnishings. And what is happening is that his house is being attacked. His house is being attacked externally by legal court cases. His house is being attacked by cult awareness groups. His house is being attacked literally by rakshasas, empowered demons. His house is being attacked internally. Windows are being broke. Doors are being broke. His house is being put in some areas on fire by rhythmic philosophy. Elements of his house is being taken out by so many other types of teachers. Be what they may, but it is Prabhupada's house. And it is our duty to make a difference. Here we are, so many beautiful souls who've come together. Here we have so many beautiful renunciates. And they're holding the danda. They're holding the staff of protection to protect the society. They have the weapons of controlling the mind, the senses, and the body. The mind, the words, and the body. And therefore, when you see them, whatever parts of the world, you should feel a sense of solace that they are there offering protection. We should remind ourselves as we hold our dandas that this is our staff of protection. This is the order that we have to see that Prabhupada's house is kept properly fit and that the furnishings are added and that we magnify and we beautify and we refurbish so much of what is there that is Prabhupada's house. As we stand guard, then we protect the deviants from coming in. As we stand guard, then we lovingly get the deviants to understand what is proper and to do what is necessary. We have created the rhythmics. Yes. We have created the deviance in one sense by lack of proper atmosphere. Would there be rhythmics if people felt sufficiently cared for? Would there be rhythmics if people felt proper security? Would there be rhythmics if people were properly engaged? Would there be those to accept the rhythmic philosophy if there were no fall downs? No. Rhythmic philosophy has come out of a monster coming out of ourselves. And it's become, in some cases, uncontrollable. But we have such, until we reinforce and bring about more of that spiritual protection. We protect each other by reminding each other about what Srila Prabhupada has given. We protect each other by living as an example. We radiate, we amplify the bhakti. Bhakti brings bhakti, as well as maya brings maya. It is infectious. We have, here it is mentioning that the spiritual master is laying down and Puranjan is confused. We have situations where people are confused about their connection with Guru. Some people have no Guru. Some people's Guru has left them in the most unauspicious ways. And they are confused. And they do not know what to do. They are wounded. They are afraid. They are skeptical. In some cases, extremely cynical. But we can make a difference as we do our part in offering protection. So many of our children are now gone. So many of our senior women are now gone. So many of our senior leaders are now gone. As we protect Prabhupada's house, we have to be ready for Prabhupada once again coming to see what shape his house is in. When Srila Prabhupada wants to know, where are those beautiful Gurukula kids who used to sing the bhajans when he was here in Mayapur? We say, Prabhupada, most of them are gone into Maya. He wants to know, where are those Gurukula kids who I saw in Australia, in Dallas, in Paris? Where is the Gurukulas? We say to the Prabhupada, we had to close them. And he says, where are the deities that I installed? So many of the deities, it seems like they've been broken. It seems like some of the deity has even left in some of the temples. We have to be able to ask, to qualify for Prabhupada, what has happened? Srila Prabhupada will ask us, where is that leader who built my spiritual sky? Where is that devotee who started my project in Germany? Where is that devotee who started my project in Latin America? Where is that devotee who was pushing on my books as in charge of my BBT? Where are those devotees? We have to tell you the Prabhupada, we do not know. They are real estate in real estate. They're rushing after gold. They've left the body due to murder. We have to be able to let him know what has happened. And he will say, what did you do? How did you remind them about what my mission was? When did you go and try to bring them back? Did you go and beg to them, please give up this foolishness and come back to your family? What are you doing now to see that we do not have more of such personalities? So the Prabhupada wanted to know from us. We will all be responsible individually to be able to have to answer. You want to know what has happened to so many of my young children? What has happened to so many of my grandkids? Where is that Dwarkadish who I took my own hand and I showed him how to write? And we'll have to tell him, Srila Prabhupada, he is immature energy. He has no desire when he has children to send any of his children to Gurukula again because he is so depressed about not being protected. You want to know, where is that Saraswati? Why used to pour and come into my room? We have to tell her she's somewhere in go-go skirts, in material energy, rushing after material shelter because we have not provided sufficient spiritual shelter. And see, the Prabhupada will say, what have you done? Why have you not done your part? And we will be in shame as we look at what is happening to what Prabhupada has left. He will say, what is this rhythmic philosophy? And why are people in my house being unchaste and going to so many other places? Why have you left so many shackles in my house? So much falling apart that people are thinking that they have to go somewhere else for a proper residence. Our mentality should not be only Prabhupada's house. Sometimes we're thinking, oh, Prabhupada is left. That is nonsense. Prabhupada is still with us. But even more important than thinking that Prabhupada is with us, we should think that Prabhupada is coming. Because even when Prabhupada was here, we were lying, we were fornicating, we were falling down, sometimes even behind the altar. Prabhupada was writing so many letters, dealing with leaders who were engaged in deviation. Sometimes we have this romantic conception that everything was good then, it was full of problems. And Prabhupada wasn't able to write because of the problems. But when we were thinking Prabhupada is coming, we would change. We would look to do our best. We would take out the nonsense things. We would fix the shingles. We'd clean the halls. We'd clean the temples. We would fix things in the best care. We would be on our best alert. So we should be thinking that Prabhupada is coming, and he's going to look and see what have we done and what have we not completed. He's going to want to know what is happening with my city. He's going to want to know why it took so long to fix my samadhi. He is going to want to know what is happening to my cows all over, different farm projects. He's going to want to know what is that Vanashram Dharma that I gave you that I said will save society. We're going to have to tell him we're not quite ready for it yet. Because if we try to put it into practice now, we'll simply create chaosism. And he'll want to know, why haven't you changed your conscience after all of these years? We've been chanting Hare Krishna. But there are so many wonderful things that are also there. Please forgive me. I may sound like an arrogant fool, which I am, but I'm more of a destitute personality. And when there's destitution, sometimes it brings on a certain type of energy, certain types of mindset. I'm a destitute one who wants to be compassionate, who has not properly been. And therefore, we are getting old. We're getting old. Some of us are 45, 50, 55 years old. According to what part of the world you're from, your life is already more than three-fourths gone. Some places your lifespan is 42, 45, 56, 60, 75. Basically, most of our life is behind us. Many of us, over half our life, we've been in the Hare Krishna movement. Now let us become more and more the Hare Krishna movement. The movement that's supposed to make a senior major difference in the entire world. So as we think in the terms of Prabhupada is coming, then we start getting our houses together. So that what Prabhupada is seeing is what he is going to be so pleased by. So wonderful, these last few days, there have been many wonderful projects that are coming more and more to fruition. This Delhi project, Bangalore project, unusual, exceptional projects. So much discussion of social welfare. Last night we were discussing about a hospice and a home for the elderly. There is a need to be properly holistic. We cannot save people just on philosophy. We are addicts. We've been in the material world for lifetimes and lifetimes. Philosophy alone is not enough. There must be a culture that helps to maintain that philosophy, that helps to show that philosophy in application. Where do you know a drug addict, an alcoholic, becoming free just from philosophy? It has to be an environment that supports it. Where do you find someone who can change their lifestyle just on philosophy? You got millions of people smoking cigarettes, knowing cigarettes are bad for their health, and they can't give it up. But param distana vartate, as we replace the lower thing with the higher thing, then it becomes possible. As we absorb each other, as we protect each other by the culture of love and devotion. And love is not a sentimental thing. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam piti purvakam idami buddhi yogam yena upayantite. Those who worship me with devotion and love consistently, I give them the knowledge how to come unto me. Krishna is saying himself. Proper love means that you will give proper, organization so that the devotion comes through. Proper love means that we create an environment that makes people become devotees, encourages them, and also gives them an environment that makes them feel secure about being devotees and makes them eager and enthused to go out and to make others. We have devotees all over the world who are becoming timid about preaching because they themselves are not feeling satisfied. We have leaders who are feeling so depressed, they're wondering what to do the next week, the next month, the next year. But as we experience, this is in Jagannath Das Babaji's case. So he comes with another Vaishnava, another sadhu, and there is simply this wonderful exchange of devotion. Because of the focus, because of the love and the compassion that allows what? Here it says that the pure devotee, one who is sufficiently faithful, is able to not only have spiritual master and please spiritual master, but is also in contact with the super soul. I don't know about you, but I am fried. I am fried with my nonsense. I am fried with my insufficiencies. I am fried that we have so many people leaving and people about to leave when we have the highest philosophy on the planet. I am fried that here we are in Mayapur Dham, and there's so many of us who are just waiting to leave because we're in anxiety. Many of us, we got important things to do, excuse me. But many want to leave because of anxieties. This is happening now in the churches, the mosques. People go through the congregations, they have the programs, and they leave just to get some peace. I am in anxiety that there on this altar is Vishaka, is Lalita, is Tungadev, is Shutra. And they are doing what? Somebody's holding something beautiful, somebody's dancing, somebody's twirling, somebody's singing, somebody's fanning Krishna, and Malava's playing an amazing tune, beautiful flute, and I can't hear it. And I hope you're disturbed if you can't hear it. Prabhupada is sitting right there on the Vyasa seat, and he is shouting out, save my properties, protect my properties, protect my children, protect my grandchildren, save this world. He is crying out, and I can't hear him. I fan him, and I'm simply fanning the mosquitoes. Why? Because if I get proper compassion to protect and to maintain what Prabhupada has had, then it says one would experience such. So if you are not experiencing, you may want to take note of your own level of compassion. You may want to take note of how much you are protecting what Prabhupada has given. Because as we properly protect, then there will always be more and more unfoldment. And as we properly protect, we will see more and more people come into the devotional environment, and they will bring others because of their level of enthusiasm. Srila Prabhupada has given us so much. I was just giving a workshop the other day in England, and I was explaining, so many times now, our devotees are going to other sources. I'm not a fundamentalist. As a matter of fact, I may be too much of an eclectic. But there is a difference between any other writing other than our own books. Our own Siddhanta is secondary. Our own writings, what to say of other people's writings, is secondary. Our primary book source, our primary nourishment is Prabhupada's books and Prabhupada's teachings. If we take something else, we simply should take it to see how we can understand the lingo to get Prabhupada's message across. How to form bridges to get Prabhupada's message across. People running. No offense. People are taking religiously the seven habits, Stephen Covey. No problem. Beautiful. But why is he a multi-millionaire? Why is he affecting so many people's lives? Because he is a Mormon. Because of his spiritual connection with his material knowledge. Why do we have people like Scott Peck, who's writing so many books on community affecting people's lives? Because he is a Quaker. He has knowledge of Quakerism. And that is coming through. You know, Mormonism, you look at any most of Steve Covey's books and you just see Mormon teachings that have been pushed behind the material, and now it is presenting and affecting people's minds. People reading so many things on relationships. Why is this gay? Why is he so important? Because he was one of the leaders in Maharishi's organization. One, again and again. Why Deepak Chopra making millions and millions of dollars, affecting millions of people, simply because he is using material knowledge as he is stealing from the Vedas, and it's that Vedic knowledge that is coming through. Why are we going to people who are using some of their spirituality with their material knowledge, and we have a greater amount of spirituality? Let that come through. We should be the ones who should be heading the ecology movement, letting people know what real sense of taking care of Bhumi is. We should be those in the nutrition movement, helping people to understand what is real vegetarianism, how to offer their food. We have nothing to be intimidated by. We have no one to learn philosophy from other than those who are connected with the Vaishnava Siddhanta. We have our duty to be chaste to our father and to our grandfather. What is our position? Let us pray that one day we'll come into this arena and we'll have these GBC meetings and we'll be talking about how Matsya Avatar has purchased an island. And now we're talking about how we're going to bring manpower to engage in some entrepreneuring based on that island. Let us have the meetings that one day we'll be able to hear how the government of Bengal has given Jaipur Thakur Maharaj the whole area, whole district of Bengal, and it's saying it's out of hand, the crime is out of hand, the communists are out of hand. We want you, with your Prabhupada and your spiritual city, we want you to take the whole area and you amplify what you're doing and make it available. We want to come have GBC meetings and meetings, deputy meetings, when Jaya Dorje can be recognized as being offered an editorship of Time. And he wants to know from the Assembly of Devotees, what should I do? Should I take this or should I take Newsweek? With the idea of pushing Krishna consciousness. We want to see a time when devotees like Jaya Srila will be going all over the world helping with relationships, because people will see your Krishna conscious people. They have such strong family life. They have such strong, pure, principle-centered life. What is your secret? Please let us know. We want to see the time when Naveen can be invited to the European Council, Commonwealth, and they will say, we hear that you have written a manual on leadership. We have so many leaders who've been deviant. We have a crisis in leadership, and we need principle-centered leaders. Therefore, please, you come and you head up our brigade and help us so that we can bring a real sense of united Europe. We want to see the times when we can have devotees like Lokanath Maharaj, by the powerful activities that's happening in the Padyatra, that even those suffering in the lower planets, they will say, please, this earth planet has been so blessed by this Padyatra. Please, we are suffering in Pritaloka. Please, come, bring the Padyatra. Please come and benedict us. We want to see the times. We want to see the times when our devotee, in charge of Gurukula, what's his name? Bhakti Vijaya Puna, we call him Gurukula Swami. That his power with his young devotees will be so powerful in the mantra chanting, in the pujas, that one day we will see the demigods coming in on their swans, coming in. They'll want to be a part of the yajna. They'll be so excited. They'll be so excited at how from this Mayapur city, from these temples, all over the world, these temples are embassies of the spiritual world. The deities are there, the Achyavigrahas. How the power that is radiating from those temples, from the book distribution, from the prasadam, from the glorification of Guru, from the glorification of Sadhu, from the amazing love that is vibrating, that they will say how this particular planet, by Srila Prabhupada's mission, has changed the universe, and therefore the demigods will be coming in from different universes, and they'll be coming, one is once again wanting to be a part of this amazing activity, and they will say, please, how can I join the Hare Krishna movement? Of course, and I'm going to stop because this is our last day for our meetings. We want to finish today so those who can leave tomorrow will be able to. Yes, Prabhupada warned us some different things. He warned us about the dangers of Bukti City, about the dangers of gross sense gratification. And those big Maya Apitigana speculators who want to maintain sense gratification culture. He warned us about the dangers of moksha. He warned us also about the smarta brahmanas. He warned us also about sahajyanas. So we're not talking about sahajyanas. We're not talking about just material gratifications and glorifications. But we want to look at what is that these great predecessors of ours have given us. What is that great gem that they have given to this world, and how we can do our particular parts. So in summary, we want to take advantage of the time that we're here, as we have this wonderful chance, because some of us will not be here anytime soon. Some of you are here for the first time. How many devotees are here for the very first time? Raise your hand. Amazing number. So we want you to gather as much as you possibly can from this experience. And those of us who've been here many times, we want to reinforce our commitments. We should be tired of cheating ourselves. Paranjan was cheating himself, and therefore he was so distracted by all of the gross sense gratification. I don't know about you, but I am not going to come back here to Mayapur the same. I'm not going to leave here the same person I came. Spiritual life is not something that is just stagnant. And we need to help each other. Therefore, as we have this staff of protection, let this be one of the major brigades as we protect Prabhupada's house. And there will be so much protection that people will want to come near because there's so much insecurity and mature energy in general. The World Health Organization says after the next 10 to 15 years, the greatest problem they see in the international community will be mental illness. People will have so many problems due to social, economic, political disturbances that there'll be this massive, massive mental illness that will increase homicide, suicide, all kinds of things. So what can make a difference? To have proper understanding of just what is the mind, intelligence in the body, ultimately to knowledge of the Atma Vidya. What can make a difference? Why? Because people are being so disappointed. People are being cheated by their wives, cheated by their husbands, disappointed, cheated by their children, cheated by their mentors. And therefore many people are wondering, what is life even about? Suicide is increasing everywhere, even in spiritual communities. When someone commits suicide, they're saying, they don't love anyone enough for them to live on for. Nobody loves them enough for them to live on for that person. And they're suffering so much at the present, they can't think of going on another day in the same suffering. We have so many of our own devotees who are manic, who are becoming manic depressives. They have given up material culture. They've left many things behind. And they have allowed themselves to be locked into spiritual culture, and they're not feeling the sufficient nourishment. And therefore, they're not happy in the spiritual environment. They're not happy in the material environment. That creates a schizoid type of personality. It creates neurosis. It creates psychosis. We can make a difference. And the difference is based on how we all play our part in trying to protect. The difference is how we all change the body. Or we look at this Puranjan aspect, wonderful story for us to have this particular reading during this particular time. As sense gratification is increasing all around the world. And it starts first with ourselves. So last, I encourage you, go to all of us, because we all owe it to each other. We all owe it to each other to protect each other and to create a greater, powerful environment. Whatever the environment is, it is due to the aggregate of individual consciousness. So we all have a responsibility about what we have and what we don't have. But as we put loving pressure on each other by leading stronger roles, by having greater role models of high-level devotion, then that will become contagious. And then when somebody comes from some other group or some other leader comes, then we will simply not be disturbed or distracted, because nobody's going to leave anything if they're feeling good about what they're doing. Somebody comes to some strange philosophy, we'll simply feel sad that they're suffering with that strange philosophy. Wish them well, but not be disturbed. And in this way, we have a great future, and we'll see our children being able to feel good about Krishna consciousness. When psychologists and sociologists come to our movement, one of the first or second questions they want to know, what is the status of your children? Let me interview your children. Because then they can see, how much do you really walk your talk? And right now we have great problems in really walking our talk and implying what we have. So let us agitate our minds and how we can be able to sufficiently solve material problems with spiritual solutions. That is our position in this world. We are given this mission to cultivate the spiritual world, to live it ourselves and to share it throughout the world, so that we gradually resolve so many of these material problems by the spiritual focus. And then when we come here, we'll be having meetings, we'll be discussing about how fantastic it is as we gaze upon the form of Radha Madhava. Here we are in one of the most holy places in the entire universe, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, has come in the most merciful form. And therefore we have this wonderful chance to get surcharged, to be able to do what we have to do while we still have time in these bodies, while we still have time based on the degradation of mature energy. So I would humbly beg, and please forgive if I'm imposing, but I would humbly beg that as we leave here, as we go to take breakfast, that we go over to Prabhupada's Vyasa seat, and we make a prayer in our own words as we leave out of how we are going to make a difference in protecting Prabhupada's hospital, how we're going to make a difference in being able to do whatever service we have, whatever part of the world that we're in, so that more and more people will see how Krishna consciousness has the answers to make a difference, so that we're able to literally to bring in all types of divine intervention, make a difference so that we stop cheating ourselves, because Krishna, Prabhupada says Krishna wants to dance with us, Krishna wants us to see him face to face. We are not just given a movement that's based on philosophy and theory. Swara, faith is there, but swara that is properly reposed turn into results. It turn into transcendental experiences and transcendental realizations. It does not just turn into becoming fantastic pundits who don't believe sometimes one thing. They tell me to stop. They're putting it off. So let us go and make some prayer. If you're already okay and you feel that you're protecting the society, please. You feel you're protecting the society sufficiently, then that's okay. But those of us who feel that we have not protected society, we want to make a difference because we feel that we haven't been, then let us humbly go over there on our way out and make prayer to Srila Prabhupada. And as we leave tomorrow, as we leave the next few days, as we go on Parikram, as we hear the workshop seminars, we hear the discussions, let us use all of this as more and more ammunition so that we can please Srila Prabhupada when Srila Prabhupada returns again. He wants to know what we have done and what has been our part based on what he has given us. His confounded child, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki.